Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. Hello, 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 my lovelies. Welcome to today's video. I haven't done this for a while, and I'm so excited now to bring you another How to Sing That Song, and we're going to look at Disney's Reflection. All right, let's get started. It starts very low, and by the way, I have the sheet music in the key of F, and I will actually put the link below where you can find it online. You can actually get it. It's in F in the original in my sheet music, but I'm actually going to do it a half step lower because that's what Christina Aguilera uses. So let's get started. So you want to get into a very relaxed voice. Very relaxed voice. And now, remember that you would sing this very close to the microphone, so you don't need to project a lot on the low end. You want to have an open throat. Think of, soft. Don't lower the larynx. Don't darken. And now, very accurate onset. Look at me. And remember that look, that L has a pitch. Look at me. And what you can do here, don't hang on to that pitch too long, because if it's a look at me, no, it's almost like you're speaking it. Look at me. Look at me. See how that phrasing goes? Look at me. You may think I see who I really am. So what you want to do is whenever you have a higher pitch, you want to lean into a little bit more chest voice that has more vocal cord closure, more tightly. And then as you go lower again, you can take that weight off those vocal cords again. So we always have this progression of relaxed and then a little bit more relaxed. No. It kind of goes in waves, okay? But you never know me every day. Again, every day, every day. And the breath is organic. It's not every day. It's every day. It's as if I play a part. And I would suggest maybe you start straight and then add the vibrato, but that is a matter of taste. Start. You can do that. Lea Salonga, I think she puts more vibrato in and consistently on the long pitches. Keeps the vibrato. Christina Aguilera version, it's more straight on. Of course, she does a lot more ad-libbing stuff. We're not going to talk about all the ad-libbing stuff. I'm going to give you options. So now we have a modulation. Let's see, how do you get this? So we have this part. So we end on this pitch and then da-da. It's a whole step higher. Now I see. If I wear a mask, and depending on how high you go, that's how you're going to lean more and more into your chest voice with more and more intensity the higher you go, but it's in waves. It's never suddenly. Wear a mask. I can fool the world, but I cannot fool my heart. It's very low. Heart. 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to go to the high part, but who is the girl I see? So what we want to do is that onset of who, even though it's a ooh sound, we want to be as open as possible. Who, and it can sometimes help to make more of a funnel shape. Who girl I see. You can do a little ad lib. Girl I see, staring straight back at me. And again, you don't want to just plow through. You want to have some phrasing and dynamics going on. So it's not staring straight back at me, but it's
staring straight back at me. Breath, when will my reflection show? And I feel like toward the end, because this is the connection piece now, that end of that course is the connection piece for the next part that's coming up, the next verse. I feel like it's good if you just kind of take it down a notch again. But let's talk again. I'm like, when, I feel like when you do a little bit of when, that really helps that onset and also helps everyone to kind of understand when, will, make sure that those voiced consonants, when, will, my, re. So all four of those are voiced. So make sure you're not when, will, my, re. You want to really be on the pitch that you're going to end up. When, will, my. Sing through those voiced consonants and keep resonance forward. My reflection show. And make sure you keep the vowel as open as possible. What are the vowels? Re, fle, too dark. Flexion show. And I feel it's good to kind of decrescendo here already. Who I am inside. Okay, next part. I am now in a world, same as in the beginning, tell the story. Now it's almost like there's a little more wind in the sails now, so a little bit more energy the second time around. I am now in a world where I have to hide my heart and what I believe in. Modulation this time already. But somehow I will show the world what's inside my heart and be loved for who I am. Next chorus. Who is that girl I see? And now you can add all the ad-libs you want. Girl I see. Whatever you want to do, whatever you can do, you don't have to do ad-libs. My opinion is it's better to keep it simple but very accurate and nice and polished than to try all kinds of feats and like acrobatics and then sound like you're trying too hard. You don't want that.
Staring straight back at me. Why is my reflection someone?
And now we go to the second part. Someone I don't know. And I feel it sounds really good if you do a lot of straight tone, if you do too much vibrato.
I don't know.
I feel like it sounds better if you keep the tension by giving it that straight tone and then putting a spin on it. And make sure you're placing it nice and forward because like,
I,
nasal, it's an ah, right? So it's good.
I.
You want to have that nice open sound, not too low of a larynx. I. It's too low.
I.
It's too high.
I don't know. I won't pretend that I'm someone else for all time. When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Now let's talk about the bridge, which is not in the original animated version of the movie, but this is the newer one, the long version here.
There's a heart that must be free to fly.
So here we go all the way high and low. So it's a bridge. So the bridge usually is the connection piece to where toward the climax. Okay. So keep that in mind.
There's a heart that must be free.
And phrase it, connect it. You don't want to,
there's a heart that must be free to fly.
You don't want to disconnect. You want to think of how would you say that phrase.
There's a heart that must be free to fly.
So it's not disconnected. Let's continue.
That burns, and connect again. That burns with a need.
Even if you breathe, still think connect.
With a need to know the re.
And now, okay, let's talk about this ad lib right here. So it's
reason why.
Whatever you want to do there. Christina does a lot of stuff. So, but you want to make it your version.
The reason why.
And I feel like you want to start as straight as possible so you have somewhere to go.
Why?
Okay, next chorus, third time.
Why must we all conceal what we think, how we feel? Must there be a secret me?
Now let's go to the next bracket.
I'm forced to hide.
And I feel like you have to kind of start maybe adding some ad-libs.
I won't pretend that I'm someone else for all time.
And remember that the lower you get, you don't want to keep that intensity of that higher chorus.
Na, na, na.
Da, da, da. It's like,
for all time, sweet voice, beautiful timbre, for all time.
When you have two lower larynx and you darken when you go low, don't keep that position from the high pitches in the low pitches. Resonance, yes, but the larynx relaxes when you go down.
Time, when will my reflection show?
Now we go to the coda. Now we have all this stuff going on now. And I'm going to leave it up to you. But I'm going to give you some options right here.
Who I am inside.
That's what's written here in the music. But you can do whatever you want to do. You can go into head voice.
So.
It's an option. Or.
So.
Whatever you do, you have to kind of fade out at some point. Christina Aguilera actually stays on the E flat. That's really hard. So you don't have to do that. You can do that pattern that I showed you.
Side.
Or you can just stay on the
inside.
And then she cuts it off. And then she actually goes,
when will my reflection show who I am inside?
Let's talk about this. Now here you can actually, in the sheet music that I have, it actually says you go up first, like
when will my reflection show who I am inside.
That's the same, but however you want to do it. Let's talk about that falsetto. Let's do the version that I have here.
When
think of like a sigh.
When will my reflection, when
it's still nice open throat.
When will my,
and again, sing through those voiced consonants. It's not
when will my,
when you keep the soft palate lifted and the throat open, the pharyngeal space, you can actually, even through the nasal sounds, have a nice resonance and continue the sound.
When will my Reflection Show. Deep breath, because you need more air here when you're in that breathiness. Who I am inside. It's not side. Try to have a nice open ah if possible. But you want to take deep breaths. Let me do it again in tempo and then I can make it through, because you don't really want to breathe in the middle of when will my reflection show. You don't want to breathe in the middle.
When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Whatever you want to do there. The most important things to summarize now is try to keep the vowels nice and open and tall. Sing through the voiced consonants. Keep some straight tones and be very intentional with where you put on the vibrato. And make sure you don't try too hard. Leave out some of the ad-libs if they're too hard. Christina's version, it's almost like I don't think anyone should even try to sing exactly her version. That is not even an objective. It shouldn't be for anyone, because this is Christina Aguilera's version. And then Lea Salonga's version, again, she sings it in her own style. And you want to sing it in your style while, of course, respecting the piece, respecting the song and the music and the style. You know, you have to adhere to the style of the backing track that you have, whichever one you use, whether you use the shorter version from the Mulan movie, the animated, or the actual 2020 with real people Mulan version. But this is an amazing song. It's also a difficult song. It has a large range, but I hope this helped you today break it down just a bit. And let me know in the comments, what other songs would you like me to show you and break down how to sing from a technical standpoint. Check out my online singing school if you want to dive deeper. The link is below. And until next time,